Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Getting caught in the wrong shoes can interrupt your plans for the day. Like when that 10% chance of rain ends up looking more like 100%. When the transition to fall and winter feels more like experiencing every season on the same day, there's the Allbirds Mizzle Collection. These shoes were made for misty morning walks, surprise snow days, and anything a trip to the dog park might bring. The whole collection brings together water-repellent technology and classic style, so you can stay warm, dry, and comfy during your everyday adventures. Cross off errands with the splash protection on the Wool Runner Mizzle. Dash through cold and wet weather with all-conditioned traction and reflective details on the Wool Dasher Mizzle. Or upgrade to next-level protection with the Mud Guard on the Wool Runner-Up Mizzle Plus. Go to allbirds.com and use code FRESHSOCKS for a free pair of socks with your purchase. ALLBIRDS.com, code FRESHSOCKS.
Sans Pants Radio. My toe hurts.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to another episode of Movie Maintenance, where some films just need fixing. I'm Handsome Tom.
I'm Carney.
I'm Damien.
And this week, it's Power Rangers. Go, go, Power Rangers!
Go, go, Power Rangers! Or Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Well, the film in question is I'm calling Mighty Morphin Power
Rangers. I know. I was a bit... That's my first fix. Let's go back to Mighty Morphin.
You like Mighty Morphin Power Rangers?
Yeah.
No.
My film is called Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
No. Yes. Can we... No, I like the streamlined version.
Oh. Power Rangers. Get all the vowels out. Just drop them out like text speak.
I don't mind it. Do you actually legitimately think that they would
only
use
because
that?
I think it sounds even lamer, which I like. I'm like, bring on the tackiness.
Which
it
works
might work for mine. So cool.
It works for aspects of the film we watched.
Yes,
but again, it's one of those films, and often when we do a fix, we talk about the same things, and one of them is like, what kind of film were they trying to make? Like the tone is
sure
drastically different throughout it.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Saying that, I still had quite a lot of fun.
Okay.
All right. I'm gonna be the advocate.
Why?
Because
did you have the same kind of fun that Sean and I had on The Mummy?
Possibly. I had the fun where
No way.
No,
you didn't. I had low expectations and then well and truly got above it. So I had a great old time.
See, I didn't have low expectations. Yeah. I didn't walk in and go, oh, Power Rangers, it's going to be The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Although, who did?
But this I thought it'd be a bit better than what it was.
Someone
maybe.
Did. Yeah. It's like a sandwich, right?
Right.
But the bread we've used is really good bread. The problem is we've just put mayonnaise and lettuce in the middle. It's like the first 20 minutes is good. The last 20 minutes have some nice bits in it. And the middle is just rubbish.
Maybe
is it
cabbage? I like.
It's cabbage.
I like cabbage sandwiches, I think, because I honestly had a really good time.
You know who doesn't like a cabbage sandwich?
Who's that, man?
Handsome Tom.
I hate cabbage sandwiches.
I saw a meaty sandwich today, and at least five times he interrupted the conversation to say, it's too much cabbage.
Okay. I bought a sandwich today and was told that it was a chicken and it was a wrap, actually. It was a chicken and avo wrap. That was what it was advertised as.
Yeah.
I tasted very little chicken, absolutely no avocado. Did I taste a lot of red cabbage? You better fucking believe it.
It was the Power Rangers of sandwiches.
It was the I had the Power Rangers
the whole
sandwiches.
Gang was in there, but it was mostly, what, the Green Ranger? Actually, he wasn't even in the film, so it doesn't
It was
work.
Mostly the Yellow Ranger in the film, but she right. does nothing.
Who was your favorite Ranger as a kid? I always loved the green one.
Yeah, I was green as well. Yeah.
But like, you're going to laugh at me. Refresh my memory. Like,
are you going to laugh at me? No,
there you go.
You're not going to laugh at me.
Okay, go. Yeah.
My favorite Ranger was the pink one.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I saw it covered a mile away.
Why? It's because this. I don't know.
Because you dressed up as. Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think the Pink Ranger is like my first crush, too.
Yeah. Okay, right.
Like.
Your first screen
that's
crush.
That's a good first crush.
Yeah. That's a good I think the Green. And I like the Green Power Ranger was my first screen crush. No, the Pink Power Ranger. Like, my brother and I had a blue Power Ranger and a pink Power Ranger costume.
Mm.
And, like, we used to fight over who would be the Pink Ranger. So weird. Neither of us wanted to be Billy. We both wanted to be Kimberly.
So your brother would often wear the pink outfit?
Well, no. I would wear the pink.
Oh, you'd always wear the pink.
Okay, I think I'd win the argument.
All right,
fair enough. Was the bigger older brother. I'd like convince him that if he was the blue Power Ranger this time, he could be the pink one next time. There were no next times.
You're the Rita Repulsa of your family.
I am. Speaking of Rita Repulsa, what do you think of her, Sean?
Worst film character of 2017, without a single doubt. And I think you disagree with me, Damo.
That's a huge call.
I've got to disagree again. Don't get me wrong. Some of that dialogue, holy shit.
All of it, mate.
Horrendous.
Name a line that was good. They're all shit.
What was in the original TV show? Like, that's
what
she was.
Yeah, but that's not an excuse. Like, it's a modern adaptation.
I have a massive issue with that, right? So, and I'll probably get into it later when I talk about my fix, but the show is a camp, absurd kind of Japanese-inspired ninja show in which there's, like, really bad costumed monsters and bad acting.
Yeah.
But they're like, oh, no, we're going to take it seriously. But they still do some of the really dumb shit.
Mm.
So it's like they either needed to be more serious or lean into the dumb shit.
I'll agree with you there. Yeah, it sort of jumps from one to the other in a way that wants to work but very much doesn't.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, now is the dramatic moment. And then here's a joke for you. Like, I mean, it starts off with a fairly solid joke about jerking off a cow. So, you know, actually, already we're offering a good sign. What?
That was real good. That was
good. And then we also have that.
I grew up on a farm. Good humor.
farm approved. Yeah. This humor, straight from the farm to you. You know, the film's always starting at a pretty high bar when in the first, like, 5 minutes it's like, let's talk about jacking off a cow.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm on board. I don't know what's going to happen next.
Oh, man.
Well, that's what I mean, though. The first 20 minutes.
The first was great. And even that scene how they're going around the car, we're filming from outside the
car. That was cool.
As it's driving along, that was really well done. Yep. I was not expecting this level of, you know, cinematography.
It annoyed me, though. The film's too long. I think it clocked in about 2 hours.
Yeah,
I
would agree with that.
It's 30 minutes too long. I think I looked at my watch and it was 50 minutes into the movie when they were like, who are you, by the way? And she goes, oh, I'm Trini. Was it Trini?
Yeah.
She goes, I'm Trini. And they're like, oh, okay, cool. And then like 2 scenes later, you show her with her family and her mum wants her to piss in a cup or something because she's like, thinks she's on drugs or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like, I want to meet her at the start. Mm. Like, I know Jason's like the main guy, but you know how the film ends with a montage of like, oh, it's got Trini at home with her brothers.
Yeah.
It shows a little bit of everyone. Mm. Give me that at the start as well. Don't wait till 50
put
minutes.
Put them all in detention.
Yeah. Because she's just.
Breakfast
yeah, put
club.
Them all. Yeah, breakfast yes. club. Shit out of
there
that.
Go.
Yeah.
Where did, what's his name? What's the other dude's name with the sick mum?
Zach.
Mm.
He just hangs out at the quarry.
He's just
so we don't meet him until we're at the quarry.
You know, we all did it in our year.
Yeah, who else? There was a quarry in Geelong that I used to hang out at and climb around on when I'd wag school. Hey, do you want to go to Time Zone or Macca's? No, I'm going to go to the quarry.
Not the quarry.
Is that when you became the Pink Power Ranger?
Mate, Pink Power Ranger wasn't at the quarry.
Yeah, but you guys were right. Should have been Breakfast Club. They all should have been in detention and then that's how it started.
Yeah.
Because I found Trini's character in particular to just be really weak. Like, what was she doing? She was just hanging out at the quarry as well, wasn't she?
I think she just goes there. I think she goes there to be. I don't. I think the twist was she was a high achiever, right?
That's the twist.
She was a new girl. Oh yeah, she's a high achiever, but she's also a new girl to the town. So she's alone. I didn't have any friends. So go hang out at the quarry.
Go hang out at the quarry. The really dangerous quarry.
Yeah. Well, the other guy's blowing. Bobby. He's blowing up.
Billy.
Blowing it up with dynamite. Bobby. Like, are they just kids are doing that?
Oh. That scene with the Billy Jason stuff was really nice.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Fully on board.
That they're one of their early scenes where they're pulling the chip out of the ankle bracelet thing.
Oh, great. Yeah. Oh,
really good.
Yeah. I mean, Billy, best part of the movie.
Yeah, me. No, look, yeah.
He's all right. Jason was good. Jason's dad was a good character who was really underused. I know you think it's typical that I...
Sean what is typical? Like,
Sean like the aloof father figure?
Hang on. I can see it clearly. Okay.
Do you know who else Sean's favourite? So Sean liked Jason's dad for being an aloof father figure. Also like Zordon, probably because he's an aloof father figure.
But to be fair, Zordon was good.
He's a great
Zordon's character. A piece of
Bryan Cranston. Yeah. No, he's not. He was all right.
You can't just have Bryan Cranston and he's immediately good. Like, as a character.
He was okay. He was just barely okay. Yeah, he had a couple of moments, though. Like, him sacrificing himself to bring Billy back. Mm. Great. Yeah. Well done, Zordon. Back to Jason's dad for a minute. I think he was a bit of an undervalued character. Their first scene, you know how they're in the car and they're talking about detention? Great scene between father and son. I want to see his dad in some jeopardy at the end battle or something. I know he was for like 10 seconds, but I want something a little bit more, a little bit more meat to it. Yeah.
The bit where Jason saves his dad would have been cool if Jason had been like, oh, it's me, Dad. But I get that he has to remain.
But like, Dad does put the news clipping up on the fridge at the end, so next to the photo of his son. So you kind of get the idea that he does somehow.
Maybe does,
know.
Yeah.
Oh, just, yeah, I've seen my son.
That's my boy.
That's my boy. Yeah. I know that run and open up a car door with one hand and rip it off anywhere.
He's always doing that.
Yeah.
Did they do anything with, you know, they had that scene where the dad gives him the car to fix?
No. Nah.
Yeah, didn't fix it. See, that would have been good.
That should have, the end montage, it should have been him working on the car or something.
See, again, this is about we've got that sandwich where the first act was generally fairly quality.
Where they up to the train crash, I think.
One of the strengths of the first act was that we didn't really get any Rita Repulsa. She came in eating fucking, was she eating fish at one point? Was she doing a bit of a Smeagol?
She was doing a bit of a Smeagol.
She was choking down that gold like nothing else.
Do you know what she did? She did a, similar to The Mummy, where she started off like decrepit and as she ate gold became more Elizabeth Banks.
See, I liked the decrepit her more. I thought, that's all right. But then she got more like wacky and the things that were coming out of her mouth was ridiculous.
Yeah. The Power Rangers have found their costumes and their dino cars.
Oh, man, they should have got you to do it.
They should have. They didn't. It's disappointing. Yeah. I've cast myself in my fix.
Okay, good. I was hoping for that.
You can't play her in the Pink Power Ranger.
Damn it. Well, speaking of Pink Power Ranger, Naomi Scott's very good in it as well.
Yep. I actually really liked her. Now, she's been cast as Jasmine in... highly anticipated Guy Ritchie film that's coming out. Yeah, I kind of liked her. She was the one they gave her, like, obviously a lot more than Trini and
it's
Zach,
it's a Hollywood blockbuster. They only have room for one, like, legitimately good female role.
It's really annoying.
Yeah, exactly.
I really like the campfire scene, actually.
Yeah.
When they set it up to do it, I'm like, for fuck's sake, we're over an hour into the film. This probably should have happened earlier. Mm. I'm getting a little bit annoyed. Get in your fucking suits, for God's sake. Just morph. But... Yeah. The scene is good. I didn't like how her character's like, skip me, because as if her reveal was like something enormous. When it was just shit. It was just like, oh, I sent a photo to this guy and then this girl got embarrassed and everybody hates me. It's like, that's a really shit reveal. Mm. You needed something massive and then the team comes together and it's all good.
I thought the implication was that she'd basically dabbled in a bit of child pornography. Because that's...
Yeah, I think it was probably like a nude photo of the girl or something.
Yeah, that's what I got.
Which is a big deal.
Yeah. It is a big deal. And like,
but I want it to be something school, like, so I don't relative. Know, because it was just such a like, she said, no, come back to me later, as if it was going to be like this huge reveal later in the film. And it's just kind of like this schoolyard thing. And it's like, do something
more
with
that. Needed to be sort of like a, like if this show existed in the 13 Reasons Why universe, like she drove a girl to like, not kill herself, but almost kill herself.
That's right. And not just
was an awful like Regina George type bully or something.
In front of the whole group, she's like, come back to me later. It's only Jason that she says it to.
Right.
The rest of them don't know. And she's like, I think this is the reason why we can't morph, because nobody knows me. I still don't know you.
Right? Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like,
They morph because Billy, they love Billy.
Yeah. Oh, Billy's the glue guy.
Billy's death scene. I'll tell you what, I was fucking angry at the film because I thought, this is shit. What a waste of time. Yeah. And then that's that awesome version of Stand By Me came in and they're carrying the body. And I was like, oh, fucking hell. Yeah. I was actually genuinely invested in the film, but that was the only time.
And then Rita came back and you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, I was like, God damn.
Oh, man. Comparing it to other Power Rangers films, it's nowhere near as good as the 1994, 95 version with Ivan Ooze.
Don't remember.
Do you not?
No.
They're like summoning him. He comes out, he comes back. He's like a morphological being, some kind of god. No, he's a villain. And he comes back.
His name's Ivan Ooze. He's a good guy.
I wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt.
I'm Ivan Ooze. What are you? I'm a good fella. I'm a pretty good fella. And he comes back, and the Power Rangers lose their powers and have to travel to another world to like become ninjas or something.
All right.
It's amazing. Part of it was filmed in Sydney at a construction site that my uncle worked at. And when I first watched it, my uncle was like, I work at that construction site. So every time I watch like Power Rangers, for some reason in my head, I always like equated Power Rangers with him, even though...
Even this new one that you watched a bit, my uncle worked on that.
My uncle worked at that construction site in this film. But the Ivan Ooze one's great. And then there's the Power Rangers Turbo film, which stars the new, like it's the genesis of the Power Rangers Turbo, who didn't have dinosaurs, they had cars.
Right.
And in that film, Jason and Kimberly come back as old Rangers and get turned evil and they have to defeat them.
I don't know if I like that.
What, that they have cars instead of
that they robots? Turn them evil.
Oh, they come good.
All right, fine.
They get like possessed by like evil magic.
All right, cool. Just like quickly, what do you guys think of it being an origin take? Because I just personally felt it slowed the whole thing down enormously. I was waiting for a Power Rangers film and you don't really get it.
I feel like it had to be an origin story though.
Do you have to though?
I mean, I think so. I think it's been long enough that you do. But again, you could have had a lot of that origin. If they'd all been in detention, we'd had a Breakfast Club scene. That could have been it. And then we can get into the Power Ranger stuff.
I just get a bit annoyed when it's over an hour into the film and they're still doing like training montages.
I agree.
And still getting to learn their powers. Yeah. And it's a bit like,
but again, that was that elongated second act.
Yeah.
And even the morphing, like I get that that was the, you know, the big climax where they actually learned to morph. Nah, fuck that. I kind of wanted to see them morph way earlier.
Yeah. However, the version that the film did where they morphed in the cave, I just want to ask, do they have to morph standing in that spot or couldn't they just morph outside? Because Billy did it.
For the first time, I think it's they do it there. Because I think in the TV series, they did it in that room, but then they could also pull their like,
Mastodon, pterodactyl. Because I'd have much, just in the version that we got, I'd have much preferred if Billy comes back or whatever and then it's like we still can't morph and it's like, oh, why not? And then they just like bravely say, we haven't morphed but we have to stop it. Mm. And so they're out there in the field fighting her and then when they're out in the field, then they morph. It would just be more epic.
Yeah. You couldn't have got that slow-mo shot of them walking up a hill though.
That was pretty fucking good.
That was good.
You could have got it outside though. It's true. In the town.
And also, they could apparently like fly robot dinosaurs.
Immediately.
At 16.
Yeah.
I like how they have to be trained.
Jason can barely fucking drive that car.
They have to be trained to throw a punch.
Yeah.
But not drive dinosaur.
Don't worry about the Dinobots. You'll pick that up in a minute.
I think the implication is that once they morph, because the issue where you see the like Zach tries to drive it and he fucks it up. I think the issue is that once they morph, they like plug themselves in and it's like,
yeah, there's
your
that
mind
shot of like, there's the shot of the thing pulling them in. Yeah.
Yes.
So I think it's a bit of
Avatar.
Yeah.
Our things are connected.
But
stuff.
We did have Billy, you know.
No explanation of that.
They
were just looks like 16-year-old could fly a pterodactyl. Like, effectively.
She nailed it. She was amazing.
She would like to voice like
minimal collateral damage. Like, she did a good job.
Top Gun level, you know, I was inverted type.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't care. I liked that. Again, third act was really good. That fight scene in the end, call it fight scene. I think I said to you, you know, Transformers need to take a lesson from there, whereas wasn't too long. Sort of hit the point she wanted to see.
The rest of the film, though, too long.
Yeah, second act.
I liked that the end fight scene was short because I was like wanting to get through it.
You just wanted more read up.
I like how I said to Damo at the end, I'm like, I think they're not going to kill her. She's kind of just like floating in space because when you've got a character that good, you've got to keep her around for the sequence, right?
Yeah. What about how she molds herself into Goldar?
Yeah.
She was in ecstasy as she did that. Look on her face.
That was very, very erotic. R-rated Power Rangers. I'm pretty sure, like, surely there's a Power Rangers out there who's a porn star. That's a weird tangent to take, but here we are.
You mean there's a porn Power Rangers film somewhere?
Well, there would be, but I'm pretty sure that one of the Power Rangers or some of the Power Rangers went into porn. And I think it was one of the dudes.
Oh, some of the actors.
Oh, okay.
Hey, do you want to know a cool Power Ranger actor fact? One of the guys who later played, like, the Red Ranger in, like, the Space Power Rangers or Power Rangers in Space or Lost in Time, one of them, was recently arrested about 2 years ago in America because his girlfriend's ex came to their house and started hassling him, and he killed him with a samurai sword.
Oh, damn.
Girl Power Ranger.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
How insane is that? I've actually cast him as the Red Ranger.
When's he on parole?
I think he's challenging it because he's saying it wasn't manslaughter. It was in self-defense.
Okay.
So we got charged with manslaughter. We didn't get charged with murder. But,
so like, did he have a samurai sword hanging on the wall or something?
He just had a sword.
Fuck.
I mean, at least he didn't like stomping him with a dino bot or something.
I'm going to get my T-Rex out the back.
You wait, mate. I'll go get my fucking dino bot. Then we'll do this.
Got killed because he couldn't morph in time.
Oh, no, he lived. The other guy died.
He killed someone.
Okay,
yeah. Fucking hell.
He's not in my film.
Shame.
Anyway.
Shame.
Should I just dive in or
dive on
jump
in.
On in, mate?
Because I touched on this point before, but I feel like the way that you need to make a Power Rangers film is you look at something like 21 Jump Street. Right? Mm-hmm. The premise of that show is dumb.
It's ridiculous.
And if you try to do 21 Jump Street with a straight face,
It wouldn't work. My premise is you watch an episode of Power Rangers. It is camp. It is absurd. Yeah. It is ridiculous. It is not great acting. Mm.
It's Rita Repulsa.
It's Rita Repulsa. You've just kind of got to lean into the Repulsa of it. So bearing that in mind, I've recast a couple of people. We'll get to them as we do it.
And jump that cliff, mate.
Let's do it. So it's just black bang, and an epic guitar riff comes through, playing that like do 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 like that.
Cool. Yeah. Okay.
Comes in, and we flash up as the Rangers in full gear rush into the command center, but something's off. Like the lights are down a bit. It's kind of really quiet. Zordon is nowhere to be seen, and there's no sign of Alpha, the little robot. They're sort of looking around, confused, and all of a sudden they hear in the corner like this low robotic moan of someone in pain. And Jason, the leader, rushes over to find Alpha just like crushed and burnt, and he just looks destroyed. It's like, Alpha, no, what have they done to you? And Alpha moans, and he's like, I'm a goner, Rangers. You have to stop him. You have to stop Lord Zed. And Jason does some like kung fu stupid, oh my God, what the hell is this?
Emotional kung fu.
Yeah, emotional kung fu. And all the other Rangers do like this, like they jump like back three steps like they're in a pantomime. Like, oh my God, no way.
Note that John's hands are flailing.
Yeah, he's doing every emotion.
And, you know, one of the Rangers is like, oh my God, Lord Zed was here. And the Blue Ranger's like, Rangers, we have to keep looking for him. If he's here, he might still be here. And Jason's like, yeah, Fallout Rangers, we'll have to find him. Anyway, as they start to look around, the lights come up, you know, and there's Zordon's big godlike face. Kimberly rushes to the center of the room and she does some dumb kung fu pantomime acting. She's like, Zordon, you're all right. Lord Zed didn't get you. And the Rangers all like kind of cheer despite the fact that Alpha's dead on the floor. And it's like, Zordon's big smile. And it's like, oh, of course not. That would be impossible. And suddenly Zordon's face changes. He scowls at them in this evil look in his eye. And Billy throws his hands in front of his face and is like, oh, no. And Zordon just says, oh, yes. And his big face shrinks down to a normal size and a body appears beneath him. And with a blast of lightning, a crown with a large Z appears on his head and he strides free from the wall, raising his arms and laughing while the Rangers all stumble back in pantomime horror. Yes, because I am Lord Zed. And with that, there's this blast of fire and lightning as Zordon, now Zed, swings his staff through the air. And the Power Rangers go flying backwards in like really dramatic slow-mo. However, as they tumble backwards, Zed just begins to swear, clutching at his eyebrow. Just, fuck, fuck. Why didn't anyone tell me I was that close to the mark? And from the shadows, a director yells cut and the lights come up.
Oh.
And we see that Zed, Zordon, is actually Hollywood heartthrob Carter Poole, played by Dwayne Johnson. And he's not happy. That was this close to my face. Do you know what this face costs? This is a very expensive face. And he stomps away as the director rushes after him, trying to placate him. And the Rangers all go limp, and we can now really easily see the wires that they are suspended from in the air. And so we meet Jason, played by Ryan Hemlock, who is the fake actor, played by Darkray Montgomery, the same guy who plays him in the film.
He was good.
Yeah, so my cast of Rangers is, so Ryan, who is the actor, is played by Darkray, who's in the film.
Yep.
Same as Kimberly, same person. Her real life name is Josie. Emerson, who is the Black Ranger, plays the Black Ranger, or Zach, is played by Christian Navarro, who is from 13 Reasons Why.
Oh, okay.
Plays the guy who gives him the tapes.
Yep.
John Boyega's in it as Billy, but playing a guy called Jordan. And the youngest member of the Power Rangers, who's like 19, 20, is Melissa King, played by Maisie Williams.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Okay. So as it's on, they're all kind of like, oh, this was really boring, whatever. And Jason kind of Ryan turns to Josie and he's like, oh, that was some real nice kung fu surprise. And she's like, yeah, fuck you. Oh, I don't know if you put enough mayonnaise on that whole no Alpha bit. On the ground, Alpha 6 takes off his helmet to reveal Patton Oswalt playing himself.
Oh, right.
He's like, oh, you don't tell me we have to do that scene again? And he just kind of gets up and trudges off, like mumbling under his breath.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Rangers are slowly anchored from their harnesses and Melissa, played by Maisie, as soon as she's down, just literally lights a cigarette. One of the production assistants is like, are you can't smoke that in here. And she just ignores it and wanders off the set. Emerson and Jordan, who are the Black and Blue Ranger respectively, they sort of trudge off and begin like picking food up from a trestle table. And one of the producers is like, I'm going to take 15, guys. And Josie rolls her eyes and she's like, yeah, 2 hours later. Anyway, they'll go outside and we see them sort of relaxing and chatting and Melissa's standing off to one side talking to this enormous dude and it's clearly a drug deal of some kind. And she's like buying drugs and she's just an edgy lady. And as Ryan like walks out, he's like, is that? And Emerson's like, no, don't go there. Just come sit down.
So they're sitting down and they all start doing this thing where they're scrolling through social media, playing a fun little game where they basically go through and talk about what fans think of them as the Power Rangers. Okay. You know, trying to one-up one another. People like being like, oh, I want your babies, or I want to lick your eyeball. And Jordan's like, hey, I've got one. And they all listen as Jordan's reading through all the hate he gets on Twitter. He's like, this is PC bullshit casting Jordan Mackay as a Blue Ranger. Oliver is the only two Blue Ranger because he is white. And they're like, oh, wow, that's like, oh, real dark. And they're like, all right, you win for the day. And Jones is like, no, I've got one. Is it weird that I'm attracted to Josie Jamison's left tit but not her right one? I could be rubbing it out, close to exploding, when I spot the right one and go limp as. And everyone else in the group kind of goes, oh, you always ruin this game. We kind of seem that that's, you know, that's what they do, and, yeah, and they're kind of joking about stuff. And meanwhile, Ryan's going through and he hears a beep and an email comes through and he starts reading it. He's like, motherfucker! And he throws his phone on the ground and he's really upset. And they're like, what's wrong? It's like, oh, it's an email from my agent. I lost another gig again. Josie suddenly gets really sympathetic. She's like, oh, is that the Netflix one? That's really shit. Emerson's like, yeah, I helped you do that self-tape. You're really, really good. He's like, yeah, apparently I'm just still too young to be playing, you know, anything over 21. Mm. Someone's like, you're 25. He's like, yeah, I know. Yeah. This is crap. Anyway, so they're all talking about how they're all going to be playing these young actors forever. And someone's like, oh, who got it instead? And he's like, and he holds his phone out and there's a photo of Finn Jones with like hashtag blessed. And he's looking, announcing his new project. And Jordan's like, do you know that we're both up for the same part in Game of Thrones? And there, others are like, yes, we know, Jordan, you've told us 1,000 times. And Ryan's like, he just keeps beating me to all these parts as well. And they kind of bitch about how this is the only work they can get. And then, you know, they like it. Like, Josie's like, no, this is a good gig. And Emerson's like, it's a good gig. And Ryan's like, yeah, but, you know, we could be doing other stuff as well. I mean, like, Power Rangers? Really? Anyway, suddenly Patton appears and he's like, hey, Ryan, Carter won't come back on set. And since you're the Carter whisperer, you need to go get him. And Ryan's like, how did I end up doing this shitty job? And Josie's like, well, he did. He thinks he's your mentor, remember, you know, showing you the ropes. So Ryan sighs and he wanders away, leaving the rest of the group to keep playing social media bingo. As he walks towards Carter's trailer, he spots Melissa taking photos like down her top and down her pants. And he just like looks at her and she's just eyeballing him. He goes to speak. She's like, keep walking, baby face. And he's like, yep, cool. And she's like, way younger than all of them. Yeah. Like, she's just insane. Anyway, he gets to the trailer door. It's bigger than all of the other trailers. And he knocks on it and she's like, piss off, you know. It's like, oh, it's me, Big C. And the door opens and Carter's like in a dressing gown. He's still got the Lord Zedd crown on.
Yeah. Beautiful.
But he's now got like a weird ointment over one eye. And he's like, oh, you know, just put this on. It's like, oh, what's that for? He's like, oh, it's for the burn. He's like, oh, did you get burned? He's like, I don't know, I might have. Can't take the risk. These eyebrows are very important to my work. And then does like the Rock kind of eyebrow thing.
I just want to see Dwayne Johnson do this.
Anyway, they come in and they sit in the trailer and now Ryan's trying to like get him to come back on set and Carter's talking about how the show's gone downhill since like all the recastings and he talks about like previous Jasons, although you're still a very good Jason, Ryan, don't get me wrong, but you know, some of the other previous Kimberlys and it's like, you know, that Trini used to be like a good character and now it's played by like whoever that girl is, this is terrible. And he basically bitches about this, you know, this show just isn't any good anymore and why people are getting cast and all that kind of stuff. And anyway, there's this beat and they're kind of sitting there. Ryan's like, yeah, you know, this place has changed a bit lately. Carter's like, yeah, you get it, man. You get it. This show used to be amazing and now it's a joke. Ryan's like, yeah, amazing. He's like, I think I did a good job on the whole Lord Zedd reveal. He's like, yeah, sure, absolutely. He's like, so you don't think no one saw it coming? It's like, oh, no way, I have to admit, even I was surprised. It's like, damn it, I've been trying to pepper little hints in my performance all season. It's like, oh, actually, you know what, now that you mention it, retroactively, when I think about what you did today and maybe something in that other week, even like two seasons ago, I reckon it's really clear. He's like, yeah, good, yeah. So, like, you know, repeat viewings for the audience, definitely rewards that. And Carter's like, repeat viewings. You get it, Hemlock. You get it. All right, let's do this. And his ego stroked. They all walk back onto set. And we zoom out from the set. And we zoom into space. And we tunnel through wormholes and past stars and dying planets. Before we arrive on this dark planet, and there are spot fires and destruction cover the surface. A group of alien warriors are charging towards this brutal fight happening in the distance. An imposing figure with gold armor and a giant sword is just cleaving through these aliens as they come at him, wave after wave. He just appears unstoppable. And then some new warriors emerge, a group of more heavily armored warriors, champions. They've got bigger weapons. They look like the real deal. And they begin to overwhelm the monster in the armor. When suddenly, a blast of green light sends them flying back, and the monster just begins to grow and grow and grow until it's this enormous behemoth towering into the sky. It just squishes them under its feet. When a fleet of archers or guys with like ray guns or something appear behind him and start firing at him, he's starting to take a couple of hits and he drops down on one knee and he just can't fight them. And all of a sudden there's a flash of green behind them and we see this figure just appear in like green smoke. She's in emerald armor and she looks fearsome. She wields this scepter with a bright green gem in it. And from this gem, she just blasts the archers into dust. The giant man laughs with her as they look around the battle over. This is Rita Repulsa.
Yeah.
Space Witch.
Space Witch.
And she's not played by Elizabeth Banks. She's played by Tilda Swinton.
Hey. Oh. Hey, that's really good.
Because she needs to be scary. Well, already I'm scared, Tilda Swinton.
But she can lean into
That's really good casting.
That is good casting.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
That's the best casting you've ever done, mate.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I can't remember any others.
In this role.
And Goldar is Jason Momoa.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
From
hey, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's not as good casting as her, but that's still that's quality casting.
Yeah. And Goldar is her son, a Frankenstein type creation of gold and armor.
Okay.
She scans the planet and the carnage, she screams out into the void, "Is there no one mighty enough for us?" Apparently not. And Rita looks disappointed. And behind her, Goldar kind of roars, but he's kind of not really with it. And she kind of waves her scepter and Goldar begins to shrink to his normal size. But now that the battle is over, he seems disjointed and stiff. He can barely move, and the green light that was shining in his eyes during the fight just seems to fade, and he slowly kind of deteriorates like a tin man in Wizard of Oz, like just stops moving.
Yeah.
And she waves her wand again, and he just collapses until he's just a gauntlet, like of his armor. The only thing left is just this gauntlet, and she slides it on her arm, and she looks at her hand, and she's like, "We will find a warrior to give you a soul, my child.
Hey,
the greatest warriors in the universe will give you life." She kisses the knuckle. And she goes back to this asteroid spaceship and takes off. And she goes, walks through her weird spaceshipy thing, and she consults an orb the color of this dark space thing in the middle of the room. Obviously, the planet she's just on, and she scowls and she touches the orb with a scepter and it glows green. And she's like, "Find me someone mighty. Find me real warriors, the greatest warriors in the universe." And the orb sparks and clears, and she sees some images and she keeps moving through it. And then all of a sudden, she just stops. She leans in close to the orb, and we can't see what she's looking at, but she's clearly excited, and she runs her hand over the orb and flicks it off, and then she runs away and starts grabbing a whole bunch of clay and fashioning them into the shape of people. And as she begins building them, green magic like sparks from her fingertips and they grow and become like weirdly shaped humanish figures that don't speak but kind of make weird googly noises like turkeys. And she turns to them all and she says, "Find me these Power Rangers."
Awesome.
And they vanish. And she flexes the gauntlet and goes, "We're off to Earth." Yes, Sean. Whoa. Question.
Has she looked into it, seen a TV ad for Mighty Morphin Power Rangers and been like, "Oh, yeah.
I'll take them."
Are you familiar with the premise of Galaxy Quest?
Yes.
Oh,
where the alien race see the show and think that it's documentaries?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So
oh, my God.
That may be what's happened here.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
She's looking for Mighty.
Yeah.
Literally Mighty Morphin.
Mighty Morphin.
That's why I said calling him Mighty Morphin Power Rangers probably works.
Shit.
Anyway, right. So she's off to Earth. Yes. And that's where we are now. So it's a wrap party for the day, and the cast and crew of Power Rangers are partying it up at Carter's enormous mansion. And he's doing this sort of douchey Hollywood thing, showing a bunch of hot young girls around the place and showing a bunch of his cool memorabilia. And Ryan's kind of hanging at the back because he's like, you know, coaching him how to pick up chicks using your Power Rangers skills. But like, Ryan's really interested in this whole thing about how good the Power Rangers are, and he's like trying to talk to one of the girls about some of the other things he's doing, how he's like in line for this play on Broadway, a bit of Shakespeare, that's what he studied. But she doesn't really care. Like, she's like, "Yeah, but do you do all your own stunts and do you? You look really good in that red costume." And like, Carter's like, "Yeah, you know, that's keep going with that. That's good."
Yeah.
He's like, "Oh, I'm not interested in this. That's not why." Anyway, but Carter's kind of oblivious. He's like, "Oh, do we want to look at Zordon's secret chamber?" And Ryan's like,
"Yes."
And he just walks away. And the girl's like, "Oh, yes. He's like, "Oh, come on in." Anyway, as they walk in, he's completely oblivious to something behind him in the window. Some kind of weird, gray, misshapen face just staring in like this with the hands on the glass. So moving through the party, and it's, you know, we see like Emerson interacting with people, Jordan, yeah, and like different producers, Patton Oswalt doing Patton Oswalt things. Because he literally is just playing of himself, yeah, in this film.
Brilliant.
And then they see like Melissa come staggering past, and she offers Ryan a hit of something that just looks like insane. He's like, what the fuck is that? She's like, I have a friend who trains orcas. And she's like, he's like, nah, I'm good, thanks. And she's just like, pussy. She snorts some and then just like punches a hole in the wall and walks off. Yes, this is Maisie Williams.
She's my favorite. I think, like, she's my favorite.
She holds like drugs in her hand, and her explanation is, I have a friend who trains orcas. Oh my God. Okay, can I just quickly ask? Yeah. So traditionally, the Power Rangers would be targeting a child audience. You seem to be going for 21 Jump Street, Baywatch sort of,
yeah,
demographic.
That's what, okay, I've done, cool, because,
yeah,
because they're a bit older, aren't they?
They're a bit older.
Yeah. Are you sort of taking that approach that the audience has grown up with Power Rangers? So it's, yeah, people like sort of our age.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Well, and that's it. So I've gone that, like, where I feel like, well, you can get kids to come watch Power Rangers. There are more TV shows of Power Rangers that are out there that kids, yep, can keep watching. Mm-hmm. I think that this movie is aimed at people who watch Power Rangers growing up. And again, yeah, it's such an absurdly stupid show,
yep,
that you've got to lean into the dumb a bit. So,
and sure, I think if you want to find or expand the audience, you've, yep, got to sort of tweak it a little bit, whereas, or you just do what they did and make like budget Transformers, essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So good call, mate. Yeah. Proceed.
Thank you.
I'm enjoying it.
I'm glad I've got, yeah, some ticks, yeah, of, yeah, approval,
yeah,
so,
yeah,
far.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, so he goes outside and he finds Josie. And she's like, I thought you were hanging out with your mentor tonight. And he's like, nah, I'm good for mentoring at the moment. And they shoot the shit a bit, and Ryan talks to Josie about how he wants out of the Rangers and that hoping that if he had got that other show, this season could have been his last. She's kind of like, what, really? Like, why? It's like, you know, I want to be taken seriously. I've done 2 seasons of this and no one cares. She's just like, wow. You know how fucking hard it is to get a part on this show? He's like, no. She's like, no. How many Jasons have there been? He's like, 3. She's like, how many Kimberlys have there been? And he's like, more. She's like, 9. They keep recasting Kimberlys. There have been 9. I was only cast at number 8, but I only just got this one because someone else pulled out. I get that it's not like fucking Oscars, but it's a good job. And it's a fun show and people like it. You've done like barely any seasons. Like, what are you complaining about? This is good. You're not going to get replaced for at least another 3 or 4 seasons. And he's like, oh, I know, right? She's like, man, I don't get it. Like, you just don't want to be the Red Ranger, right, do you? Oh, how annoying to be the leader with all the good parts. That'll be the worst. You know why it's not fun anymore? Because our leader doesn't want to be here. So why would the rest of the cast?
Ooh.
And he's kind of like, oh, yeah. And all of a sudden we hear this, like, noise in the house. And they quickly turn around, but it's just Melissa on a table, like, lifting 2 people in a row. And they're like, yeah, come on. Oh, my God, she is terrifying. It's like, yeah. And Joe's like, how did she get that gig? And Ryan's like, I don't know. She's famous for ratings, apparently. And they shake their heads, and then all of a sudden they hear this weird, like, turkey sound behind them, and they turn, and they're being attacked. And a whole bunch of the weird clay creations of readers have appeared. So these are obviously the putties.
Yep.
Didn't make them rocks, like, no, in the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Spend a good time on YouTube just listening to their voices. Just a... like, that's what they do.
That's what we want to say,
Oh, God, I fell into a Power Rangers YouTube black hole. There's some weird shit in there. Anyway, they just start attacking them. But, of course, these guys aren't Power Rangers, so they run. And suddenly windows shatter as more pour into the house. And despite all these other people, like, pushing them out of the way, and it's clear what they're after, the Rangers. So guests are screaming as these creepy clay guys attack. And Melissa, high as the fucking kite, just starts beating some of them with a lamp. And she rips out a chunk of one of their arms, and she's just like gobbles like panically. And she turns to the other, she's like, hey, they're like putty. So everyone's like, oh, cool, we can like hit them with like stuff. And they just kind of break and smush. And so this fight keeps going on.
So you can fight them even if you haven't snorted orca blood or whatever. No,
because they're literally clay.
Right.
You know?
Okay,
they're not great warriors. They're like spies. That's what they're there to do. Okay, so they're easily fought. As you know, you watch the TV show, the putty's always turned up and was like, they push them down the stairs and they're defeated. Anyway, this fight finally ends with the Power Rangers like standing in the glows of like smashed lights. And they're kind of like lit like in their
colours. Oh, yeah, beautiful.
Nice. And like the putties are kind of like standing there and then realize that they're not going to win this because these guys suddenly look really impressive and they like gobble and run away. And Emerson's just like, what the fuck was that? And Melissa just turns around and is like, you guys saw that too? I just thought it was just me. And they're all kind of shaken up, but they're not sure what to do. And Ryan's like, I think it was just, I'm going to go home because that was fucking weird. And they were like, yeah, that's
it's probably a good idea. And just before he leaves, Josie's like, oh, we'll see you at the photo shoot tomorrow, fearless leader. And he kind of looks at her. He's like, oh, whatever. So everyone kind of, the party disperses. Meanwhile, in Carter's room, he's reenacting his favorite moments from the show for this group of girls. And he's like, oh, can you guys keep a secret? And they're like, yeah. He's like, I'm Zed. What? Yeah, I'm Lord Zed. Revealed it recently, just in the latest season. You can't tell anyone, they're going to keep it secret. And they're like, oh, yeah, prove it. So he slips into character, like turns away for them, turns back, and he's like got the crown on his head again. Don't know where from. And he's just like, I am Lord Zed, sworn enemy of the Power Rangers, the most powerful being in the universe, and I will crush the Rangers. And Big Evil laugh, and they're all like, yeah, this is really good. And behind them, you just see the putty's face pressed against the glass. And his face is going slack. Like if it could smile, it would be smiling right now. And so Carter excuses himself and heads into the bathroom and starts like just robing or whatever. And
getting into a skimpy robe.
Behind him, the door like opens and he's like, ho ho. And he turns around and he's like, jokes about seeing his mighty Zordon only to come face to face with this weird clay monster who smacks him in the head and he's bang, out cold.
Yep, okay.
And also, we're on an asteroid base floating above the moon. And Rita's like scolding all the putties because she's like, they've come back with nothing. You know, they got their asses kicked. But as a positive to this, she's like, you know, these so-called Mighty Morphin Power Rangers might actually be the real deal.
Yeah.
And in the background, you can see she's got, like, the orb, like, projecting onto the roof, like, just clips from the TV. And I think it's going to be clips from the old, like, 90s TV shows. Yeah, there's, like, all these epic fights. She's like, oh, they're so good. You know, these are amazing. We're going to have a truly dangerous opponent, great warriors. And then one of the henchmen, like, returns, dragging something behind him. She's like, what are you doing? Is that one of the Rangers? No, I asked you to get the Rangers. And then she stops and she recognizes that face. She's like, wait a minute. Is this their godlike king, Zordon? And the putty's like, and she looks at the putty, and the putty's like, she's like, really? The whole time?
That's a shit speech putty.
Lord Zed, sworn enemy of the Power Rangers.
Oh, fuck off.
Wake him up. We have a lot to talk about. Also, the fact that Tilda Swinton is like talking to someone who's going, makes me really happy. So now we're at a high school, and it's actually the school that the show uses as the set for all the high school scenes. And the Rangers are there to do some like promo photos for the upcoming series. And they're all in like their costumes with like signature weapons, like standing around. And there's students at the school and like people in the crowd like taking photos of them. Melissa's like standing there and like rushes over and like just vomits blue into a bin. And Jordan's like, you got to pace yourself. Like you're new to this. You know, you're working how to balance the party out eventually. And she turns around and she's like, how about you go fuck yourself? And Jordan's like, you know, I'll go do that. And he walks over to Emerson and he's like, she's really mean. It's like Susan wasn't that mean. Anyway. So Ryan's like bored and he's going through his emails and he's trying to email his agent, trying to find another job sort of thing. And Josie's like just watching him and he's like, look, before you say anything, I'm ready to be the leader today. And she's like, whatever. Well, your first thing of leadership you can do is you can call your mentor. He's not here. They want to do some informal shots of us as actors after we do the costume photos. And he's like, what? He's like, yeah, no one's seen him since the party last night. It's like, oh, what about those weird guys? And Josie's like, I'm not even thinking about it. I've just decided that I was really drunk last night. So he tries to call Carter and it goes straight to voicemail and he goes back to the shoot and he's like, sees Pat and Oswin. He's like, hey man, did you see Carter? And he's like, no, I haven't seen him since last night. And like his Instagram is very, very quiet. And I'm like, oh, you're right. Meanwhile, they try to ring him again and we just see the phone buzzing on a workbench in an asteroid spaceship floating above the moon. But he's not paying attention. He's in full Lord Zed mode, doing what he believes is just a bit of acting for Rita.
Oh, shit.
Some super weird fan with lots of money.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
You know, so he gloats about spending time with the Rangers and being among them and knowing their weaknesses and their strengths and how as Lord Zed he's come close to beating them and has now crippled them before the next season. I mean, before next time. And Rita is ecstatic. She thinks she's found the one who's going to help her take down these Rangers. And she's like, we will defeat them together and use their souls to bring my warlord son to life and rule the galaxy. And he's like, yes, wait, what? He looks a little unsure, but Rita keeps moving through the asteroid, describing what's going to happen. And he's kind of like, oh, yes, no, yeah, yes, I'm back in character and I'm loving this. And she's like, yes, so I sent some troops to find them, but with your help, we'll be able to catch them off guard. Where can we find the Rangers? It's like, find the Rangers. Oh, fuck. Oh, shit, the shoot. She's like, what? The shoot? What is shoot? It's like, no, at the school. School.
And she like quickly scrambles to
things. Oh, brilliant. Yeah.
Angel Grove High School. He's like, yes, that's where we're doing the shoot. I mean, yes, Angel Grove High School. That's where they go when they're not being Power Rangers. And he's like, winks at her. Like, this is good, eh? And he kind of looks at the putties and he's like, oh, I'm pretty good.
Would she wink back? Because she like doesn't know what a wink is. And she's like, all right, I guess I got to do this.
Sure, she winks back.
Tilda Swinton giving a confused wink.
And he like nudges the putties, but they're all just like staying there limp.
Or they just fall over or something. Hey, can we just jumping back to the party real quick?
Yeah.
I know it's like an absurd premise and everything. Would it be better if they're all like reasonably drunk?
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's not just like a... I'm just going to choose to ignore what happened.
Yeah,
like,
they've all taken a hit from the orca drop.
Yeah, maybe something
been pressured
like that.
Into
like a bonding thing. They take the
So they're all high.
Be
and
a
drunk.
Leader, take a hit at this.
Yeah. So there you go. Yeah. Cool.
So they actually do. They're all out of their heads, except maybe Ryan.
Okay.
He doesn't want to be there.
Yeah.
He leaves early. Does he fight?
No, he fights. I think. No, all right. They're all drunk.
They probably need to be drunk, just so it's
maybe he walks away after that encounter with the girls and he just gets smashed because he's like, I hate this job so much. And like Finn Jones is all over Instagram talking about his new show that he's doing that I want to be in. Dodge the bullet, mate. It's called Iron Fist. It's not very good.
Oh.
God awful. Yeah, so so maybe they're all smashed.
Like
cool. Just like maybe they're able to fight the putties because it's like
just like drunk courage.
yeah.
Because like, I imagine they wouldn't fight. They're like entitled shitty actors.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cool.
Done. So they all fight.
Even at the school, do you know how you've got like people with their phones out taking photos? But it's just some people because Power Rangers is not like the it show. Would other people be like, fucking Power Rangers?
They'd be like one or two people in costumes being like, I love you, Power Rangers. And another one'd be like, go.
That's Ken Jeong yelling at
him. So like that's happening.
Cool.
Definitely. Anyway, we're still on the asteroid.
Yep.
And as they're getting ready to go out, Rita just stops and she's like, your armor. He's in a dressing gown. It won't do. If we're going to be fighting together, why don't I give you something more appropriate? And she takes magic from the gem and like blows him a kiss, I guess, and like sparks swarm. And all of a sudden he's in this like fucking awesome armor with a real crown and a big ass staff of his own with a gem in it. And he's like,
nice. Huh.
And he shoots like a laser blast at some putties and he's like, I look sick.
Yeah.
And Rita's just like, yes, you do. So that's kind of that.
Their banter would be so amazing. Fucking great. Yeah. Tilda Swinton and The Rock.
And Tilda Swinton just deadpan. Like,
yeah.
Oh,
just full Tilda Swinton.
Anyway, so they do that kind of thing. And then the Rangers are doing the shoot. They're full costumes. It looks really epic. They look like, you know, the Rangers.
Mm. Yep.
And it's all going fine when this big blast of green light just appears like in another part of the school. And they're all like, what? And it's just like, screams from like the kids who are at the school, and then they see them running as all these like creepy clay figures come running through, and then at the back of them comes this fearsome warrior woman in like an emerald armor and gown carrying her scepter, and beside her Carter. And he sees the group and someone's like, what are you doing? What is this? He's like, I am Lord Zedd. Winks again. And Rita spots them and she's just like, hello, Power Rangers. And everyone's kind of like, who's, what? No one's like running, sees, like, no one's like panicking.
Because they think it's part of the.
They're just typical Hollywood.
Are they
kind
of like, no one sent us this script. What the fuck is happening?
There's a bit of that. There's a bit of that. And a bit of like the people like around them aren't sure what to do.
They probably think it's like a promo gimmick or something.
Yeah, and the producers and directors are like, what the fuck's Carter doing? And they assume he's just done this because he's a dick who does this kind of thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, and she's like, my name is Rita Repulsa.
Does someone laugh at that?
Wait for it.
Does she turn and wink at them, not knowing what's going on?
Maybe when he's like, hello, precious Power Ranger, she just winks at the rock.
Yeah.
My name is Rita Repulsa. I have traveled across the galaxy to find you, the mightiest warriors in the universe. I challenge you to combat. If you can defeat us, I will let you live. If you cannot, your souls are mine. And then there's just silence. Everyone's like, well, maybe the guy's like, anyway, and they all look really confused. And Patton like steps forward and like he's in his robot costume. He's like, did you say us? Like, who's us? Like, is this a thing? Like, is this a thing, right? Like, I'm all for female antagonists, but like the writers picked a weird way to announce this. Yeah. And also, she looks a little tacky, and that monologue was a bit trite. And what kind of dumbass name is Rita Repulsa? Boom. Rita blasts Patton Alpha with her scepter and he literally explodes in a thousand pieces.
Oh, shit.
And everyone just kind of freezes and Carter just goes, oh, no. Like, it's finally dropped through.
Yeah.
He's in something
way beyond what he thought he was.
With a raised eyebrow now.
Yeah. It's like in a painted game where you're just like, oh no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. So bedlam. So people start screaming and running, and then the putties are running around, and Melissa's like, hey, more putties. And it's like, you know, shit, we have to go. So they start trying to run, but they end up kind of having to like push and fight there because the putties are easiest, and they push and fight their way through the putties and something kind of like fighting their way through. And Rita is impressed, you know, watching this. She's like, oh, they're so good.
So are the putties targeting them or just running chaos?
Bit of chaos, bit of targeting them.
Yeah.
Maybe mostly targeting them. But meanwhile, next to her, Carter has just started like vomiting. Just like, blah, blah, blah. Like he's found like a bit of Patton Oswalt on him and he's just like projectile vomiting. And he's just like, what the
like
fuck?
Like all over his like kick-ass outfit. Yeah.
Like picking it off the Zed. It's like, what the fuck is happening? And he's freaking out. Rita turns around, winks at him and just goes, I am killing the Power Rangers. And Carter's just like, oh, and she strides into battle, twisting a gauntlet on her arm as she goes. The Rangers are in trouble. They're trying to escape, but they're actors. They're pretty good at stunt fighting. They've done a bit of martial arts, obviously, to get to where they are. But they're not supposed to be doing this. All of a sudden, Rita appears. She's not alone. Beside her is the hulking figure of Goldar, just like growing into his shape again. Normal size, but it's Jason Momoa, so he's still enormous.
Yeah.
They're not fighting at all. They are literally just running for their lives, like screaming as these people come after them. And Rita and Goldar are like destroying the school and like, and some of the Rangers do like kind of heroic things, like pushing kids out of the way or like throwing lockers. But for the most part, it's just self-preservation.
Sure.
They eventually, in the chaos and everything, managed to give Rita the slip by using a helicopter that Melissa apparently arrived in.
Okay.
Like, they're just, like, running, and it's like, we go my helicopter. And Emerson's like, you have a helicopter. It's like, yeah, you don't? I'm like, no. Anyway, they get in the helicopter and they escape, and Rita's, like, smashed through her way through school. Golda and her are furious, and they're all gone. And she's, like, just so angry that she's missed them.
Power
she goes,
Rangers!
Just Power Rangers! And she turns back to find Carter, but he's absolutely gone as well. And she's just like furious. By now, some media have actually arrived because this has been really cool.
Mm.
And so she just walks up to a camera and just like choke slams a guy to the floor. And she's just like, I want the Power Rangers by sunup tomorrow or I will burn the earth. Everyone's like, this is going to be a really good season.
Yeah.
So like, people don't really realize what's going on. Anyway, they've flown in the helicopter back to Melissa's house and they're like just shell-shocked. Like a magical witch has just appeared out of nowhere and fucking killed Patton Oswalt. And like they're just, a lot of them are hungover too. So they're just like freaking out. And they realize walking through Melissa's house that all of us, as soon as they walk in the door, she just like becomes like a normal person. And like, what the fuck's going on here? Like she's got a nice house. It's like photos of her with family and she's just normal. And she's like, oh yeah, it's part of my brand.
Huh.
They're like, what? She's like, oh yeah, the whole, you know, bad girl thing. It's part of my brand. John's like, oh, so you're actually a really nice person. And she's like, yeah. And she just pulls a knife out of the kitchen. She's like, points at me like, you fucking tell anybody. I'll back you. She's like, oh, Jesus.
How old is she?
Oh, she's whatever Maisie Williams' actual age
is. She's like 19. Yeah. She comes inside and there's like the husband and little kids and stuff. But she's a little bit.
So the idea is that she's younger than all of them because they're like 24, 25. Yeah. And she's a lot younger, but way worse. Anyway, while the team is starting to freak out and Josie kind of takes charge. She's like, all right, we just need to work out what the hell is going on. What do these people want? Who is this woman? The police will help us. Like, we'll work something out. Yeah. Everyone's like, we are actors. We are not Power Rangers. We're not like, this is stupid. This isn't for us. We just need to get the fuck out.
Mm.
And they're kind of arguing and arguing. And then all of a sudden there's door just bursts open and they all freak out and it's Carter. And he's just like, I may have done a very bad thing. I may have done a very, 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 very bad thing. I fucked up, guys.
He's covered in vomit.
He's covered in vomit and blood and bits of Patton Oswalt. And anyway, they kind of, he explains what's happened, basically. Fills them in, demonstrates that his scepter has like actual powers. He's like, look, I can make myself have a sword. And he just picks up the knife, taps it, and he gives himself a big ass sword.
Nice.
And immediately Melissa's like, thank you. And she's like tapping her like Power Rangers costume, which is like Lycra, and it just turns into really cool armor. And she's like, hey,
nice.
Hey, look at this. Yep. Look at this. Mm-hmm. She pulls a gun out of the drawer and just like shoots herself in the chest. And they're like, yeah, but you know, so they could turn their prop weapons now into real weapons and their armor's really armor.
Good one.
You know, and he explains that, you know, what Rita wants. She wants the soul to go in a Goldar thing. And they're like, this is wow. But Josie's like, we could use this stuff.
Mm.
And Ryan's like, are you serious? She's like, yeah, no, this is what she wants. She wants us to fight her we have this magical staff that's making us, you know, we're not amazing fighters, but with actual equipment, we could at least match her somehow. And it's like, we're actors. We're not heroes or warriors. This is ridiculous. And he's freaking out. The other guys have kind of like settled into like trying out cool armor. And he's like, he pulls Josie's hand. He's like, we're not Power Rangers, Josie. She's like, no, we have to be. He's like, what? She's like, you heard Carter. She thinks we're real. You saw what she did to Patton, to the school. She's not fucking around. She's going to kill everyone. Ryan's like, this is insane. I don't want to be a Power Ranger, real or imagined. I'm out. And he walks out.
Yep.
And Emerson's like, oh, where's Ryan? She's like, he's not in this, but, you know, we're in this. And Carter's with us. And Carter's just like vomiting.
This isn't real. And Carter's like, I have Patton on me.
Anyway, it's like, it's this absurd thing. And so they need a plan. So Emerson talks about, with the scepter, they've got all the cool stuff for the studio.
Oh, yeah.
They could make it look like some of the props were weapons and this armor. They may not necessarily be able to stop Rita, but they could at least show her that they're, like, really strong and maybe too strong. Scare her away like a performance. Pretend to be, you know, like the bird in A Bug's Life.
Yeah.
You know, might scare her off. And Melissa's like, besides, her army is basically Play-Doh. Pretty good plan. So they come up with this plan. It's like, how do we contact her? And Carter's like, she watches the show. She searches all the media for the Rangers. So they decide to film a video for her as part of this challenge thing.
This is great because they're like actors who have lost their passion and now they have to use their acting ability for something that really means something.
Yeah.
Nice.
This will be our greatest performance.
Exactly. So Rita is fuming. She's back in her asteroid. She's lost the Rangers. Zed has been proven to be nothing but a weakling and a coward. She's like, I knew it. I knew he wasn't a real lord. I will rip that star from his hands and pierce his heart with it. And she's like flailing around and Goldar's kind of standing behind her and she's like wants to bring him alive, that kind of stuff. Suddenly the orb starts to swirl. It's like detected. The Rangers are doing something and then Josie appears in full pink Ranger gear. Way cooler than her normal costume because this has been like actually turned into Power Ranger armor.
Nice.
And it's a message. And the rest of the team are there and they goad Rita and call like, you know, come to the battleground. This is where it is. And of course it's the set. You know, we'll fight you here at our command center. And Rita's eyes narrow. And then Melissa appears and just goes, we're going to fuck your shit up, space bitch. And Rita's eyes narrow more. She just quietly goes, oh, we'll see whose shit is going to be fucked up, little girl.
Can we have some like Snapchat filters over the top of their video or something like that?
Using like, order on their phone.
Use hashtag Power Rangers Fight.
This is the new makeup I've been trying. She's doing sponsors in it.
Yeah.
Zep done. Anyway, Ryan's like in a park somewhere. He's like drinking a beer, and his emails are going off about this whole Power Rangers thing. But he's like, no. Anyway, he gets an email from his agent, and it pulls him out. And he's like, oh my god, it's about the play that he was talking about earlier to the girl.
Yep.
No, it's not back. I don't want him for Broadway. He's a comic book hero, a cartoon character. He can't be a Shakespearean actor. He's kind of like dejected. Like he's going to be a Power Ranger forever. And then it's like, dude, and this kid walked past. He's like, hey, man, it's Jason. He's like, my name's a fucking Jason. It's Ryan, not a Power Ranger. And the kid next to him is just like shattered. Dad's like, oh, well, he seems to think you're Jason and you're a Power Ranger. Pretty sure there's a lady who wants to kill you, right? And he's like, oh, apparently, you know. This guy's like, well, my son said that if you were really a Power Ranger, that if you were really Jason the Red Ranger, you'd be fine. You know, that's what he reckons. But apparently you're just some dickhead named Ryan drinking beer in a park by yourself. And so he walks away. That actor's probably played by the guy who played Tommy in the original Power Rangers.
Yeah, cool.
And Ryan just kind of watches him walk away. And it's like, and he looks at the email and it's like, you know, I'll always be a Power Ranger kind of thing.
Yeah.
And he just sits there. Anyway, back at the studio. And the gang are gearing up. You know, they've got like the Zord props out and they've like zapped them so they're actual giant robot dinosaurs. They've got like guns. They've got kick-ass weaponry. They've set up like traps using like the pyrotechnics and stuff like that. They're ready for this battle. And sure enough.
It's like Home Alone.
Yeah. So basically Home Alone style, fight where Rita arrives with the putties. They dismantle the putties with their actual really good weapons. And then they start, you know, fighting Rita and they're fighting about using like the pyrotechnics that you see in the first scene. Awesome. And they're able to jump really high because
they're on wires.
Like they're on wires and all this kind of shit. So they're actually really good at fighting. But the fight's starting to, you know, move against them a bit. They're in trouble, Sean.
Yeah.
They're like,
Back's against the wall. They're not going to get out of this one, mate. I don't reckon. Went out of nowhere. Not in good armor because he wasn't there for the good armor bit. The Red Ranger rushes through and with a bit of sword that he picks up, he smashes into Rita's scepter and knocks it out of her grip. And he stands up and he's like, if you're going to fight the Power Rangers, you need to fight all of us.
Oh, amazing.
Anyway, they manage to get the upper hand on Rita and Goldar because they're fighting as a team and they're working together and all this kind of stuff. And they zap him, so he gets his cool actual armor. And Rita like stands back and she's like, oh, this is good. It's a shame that you won't be around much longer. And she taps the scepter on the ground and she does the whole make my monster grow. And Goldar just becomes enormous.
Cool.
And Carter like, throws up.
Carter's like, oh my God.
And he's still picking Patton off him.
He's kind of just sitting there like, oh, I don't know. He's just constantly crying. Yeah. And so they use the Zords to try to fight Goldar, but they don't pin him with the Zords because they're, you know, he's like flinging them away one on one. And Jason's like, I've got a really, really dumb idea. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, you know, in the show when we use the Zords and we're fighting a big guy and we need to get really strong. And Emerson's like, that could never work. These Zords aren't designed. That's a separate prop. Yeah, but they're real now. We're really Power Rangers. These are really Zords. It's time to really do this. And using the staff, they bring all the Zords together to create Megazord. Yes. And it's a quick final fight.
Yeah.
Nice.
They literally just beat the shit out of Goldar, crush Rita's scepter, and kill Goldar. Like, he's just dead.
Yeah.
You know, those fights in Power Rangers are always really quick.
Does he explode?
That's true.
Yeah, yeah, he explodes.
And cover Carter.
Yeah, he explodes and Carter's just like, blah. Yeah. And Rita howls in fury and she's like, I'm not finished with you yet, Power Rangers. Yep. And in a flash of green, she disappears.
All right, cool.
By now, like, the media have arrived again. The director, all these people have just, like, turned up and everyone's like, oh, my God. And Carter immediately is like, oh, yeah, people, I'm fine. Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah,
people, ooh, nice. Packs, check me out. And he, like, steps forward and he's like, oh, it's time to introduce the real Power Rangers. And he pushes Ryan forward as the leader of the Power Rangers. But just as the media start to gather around, he's like, oh, no, I'm not the leader. This is Josie, the Pink Ranger. Oh, she's the leader of the Power Rangers. Yeah, because he doesn't want to be the leader.
Yeah, all right.
And so they announce to the world that they are the Power Rangers for real now. Like, this is the real thing.
That's awesome.
And just as they do that, Melissa steps forward and she's like, yep, this is our new reality TV show. It's crime fighters. We'll be saving the galaxy every day, 24/7. I'll have cameras everywhere. Cameras everywhere. Cameras everywhere. And it just ends. Go, go, Power Rangers.
Great, mate.
Yeah, brilliant. Really well good. Done.
Really
well
good. Done. Great concept.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Just really good. I enjoyed the shit out of it.
Yeah, whole way. All
amazing casting as well.
Yeah.
Tilda Swinton, mate, because she just automatically has what Rita Repulsa needed.
And it's that stuff that she can ham it up.
But she's her hamming it up.
I see like Andre Brow in Brooklyn Nine-Nine. We've got this serious actor and they nail this comedy role.
Yeah. But see, he can do that and she can just do it naturally, whereas Elizabeth Banks has to really ham it up and like really grasp to do it and it just fucking doesn't work.
It just comes off as overacting.
And it's not written well either. But this, oh man, and Carter, The Rock.
Oh yeah.
Boy, oh boy. Fantastic, Tom.
Good.
Why has no one put Dwayne Johnson and Tilda Swinton together before?
It's right.
It's a no-brainer, guys.
It's a no-brainer.
Far out.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I really love that Red Ranger does become leader.
Yeah, that's cool.
Because he doesn't want to be the whole way through. Yeah. And it's like, Josie came up with a plan.
Yeah.
She's the leader now.
She was acting like the leader the whole time.
The thing I was sort of thinking of during it was like, was it Ryan? Was it the red guy?
Yep.
He really wants like the big Shakespeare play or whatever it is. And maybe that's like this continued thread through it. And he keeps sort of like...
there's room for sequels.
Yeah, like he keeps walking out on them though or whatever when he's like got a message or a call from his agent about it or something. And then maybe if you just have like a beat towards the end where he gets the call and they're like, they want to see you. You've got to come right now. And he's like, oh, and he chooses to stay with his friends.
Yeah. Yes. So at that bit at the park, maybe we see a shot.
Oh, the kid! You do the kid first.
The kid bit.
Kid first. Kid walks away. Kid to fuck off, basically.
Like, and then his phone rings, and he looks at it, and it's his agent.
Actually,
you just see him look at the phone.
Mm.
Yeah. He doesn't tell the kid to fuck off. The kid says something that really hits him, and he's conflicted. Mm. And then he gets the call. You've got the job. You've got to come meet the director right now. But he's got to help his friends.
If you don't get it, they're going to give it to Finn Jones.
Oh, and, yes. Oh, yes. Yes.
Great.
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
And then the next time you see him is him jumping in with your sword to save the day.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, that's great. Cool. Yeah, awesome.
Actually, do you know what? I don't think he gets armor. I think he stays in his shitty Power Ranger costume the whole time. And then and then eventually he would get the armor, you know, after the fight or something.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, and there's room for sequels.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Because then you just have the reality version. Yeah.
I love the reality show idea of it.
Yeah.
Because now, and you know, Rita's still alive, but now they're actually Power Rangers.
Mm.
So the sequel would be is how do people who really aren't qualified to be superheroes now become superheroes?
Yeah, yeah.
Really good.
Good.
And good, yeah, a good setup for the world. Yeah. A good origin story. Yes. But like just done really well. Like,
And as you said, just leaning into the craziness of it.
Yeah.
But justifying it in a way that somehow comes off as like, oh yeah, I believe that.
Really, really genuine and believable.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It literally started with Galaxy Quest meets Power Rangers.
Nice.
So there we go.
Great.
Brilliant. Well done, mate.
I think on that note, I've been Handsome Tom.
I've been Carney.
I've been Damien.
And if you have any thoughts on who you'd cast as your Power Rangers or who, if your favourite Power Ranger was the Pink Ranger, let us know. Email us at moviemaintenance@sanspantsradio.com or on Twitter at @mmsanspants or individually, I'm at Awkward Treed.
I'm at Sidekick of Dowie.
And I'm at Midday Pajamas.
Go, go Power Rangers.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support the show, why not become a member at SansPantsPlus.com and get early access to our shows, a bunch of exclusive content, and much, much more. That's SansPantsPlus.com.